We have a switchblade biker. Got to share his thoughts with us tonight. Switchblade biker. And I know that a good many of you already know this switchblade biker. I've loved him for a lot of years. Loved this guy for so many years, even when he was switchblade biker. But you know what? He learned so many things in this life the hard way. So many things. So many things the hard way. And guess what? Sometimes that's the best way. Sometimes we're just plain spoiled here. You know, we think, oh, you know, like you two running into each other and falling in love over there with a purple shirt. It's Bobby. I loved Bobby before you did, sir. Yes. You see, sometimes we think, oh, my, this life is easy. It's just fun and joy. And isn't it wonderful? And yay, yay, yay. And I have to sit up here and watch him hugging her there. Watch her. She's trying to hide her eyes, but I still saw it. But, sir, I loved her before you did. Yeah, okay. So it'll be all right then. It's really okay. It's really okay. But as I look out and look at all these faces, I love my little fireman over there. See her? I am so blessed, everyone. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. And you kids with the used to fight me down. Now she's, of course, moved up to L.A. or somewhere now. Where are you? San Francisco? Where do you live now? Where's your sister live now? She's not talking to me. Oh, you moved back here now. We used to have parties at her house.
I don't travel.
Wonderful. No more, huh? Is this a grand world, everybody?
Yes.
Now, don't you wish I'd just be quiet and sit down so this switchblade biker... He stepped in to learn about God. And from the time he did, he's never stopped. He left me, of course, and went and learned somewhere else. But I got over that, and I love him anyway. And he is really, truly a wonderful man. And his son's all grown up and walks beside him and is taller than Daddy, isn't he? Daddy, your son is taller than you. Don't you recognize me? It's you I'm talking about. This is Felice.
I want to see how much longer you would go on.
Oh, I could go on.
I know. Hello.
Hi.
You know, all that stuff was back when I was knee-high to a grasshopper. You know, did all that. Now I just tell bad jokes. You ever heard the one, you know, what the jellyfish likes? The ones in the sea? One thing they would love to have? A peanut butter fish.
Hmm? That's kind of good.
Yeah.
Jellyfish.
Go back to the bike. it's so wonderful here tonight. The songs that were sung, just... You could see the energy and the love in the room. It was absolutely beautiful. Tonight, I'd like to share some thoughts with you on going inward, a journey of oneself. And the first thought I'd like to share with you, this one was given by a little joy guide in a trance circle. I think her name was Rosebud. And she came in with this little jewel. I know what to think, and I think it. I know what to say, and I say it. I know what to do, and I do it in God's own wonderful way. And I just love that little saying there. Isn't that the way of spiritualism in thought, word, and deed? We assume responsibility for our lives. And as we enter into that wonderful state of at-one-ment with our Father, we are able to touch into the higher realms of spirit, being able to go within and to communicate with one's higher self. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be, though? Where we get the answers, we go into that God self and receive that message. One may ask, where do you find the higher self or the kingdom of God that everyone talks about? And how does one attain the quietness of the mind and that peacefulness of the heart? Some would look for it in books, others in classes. Some would go to trance circles to look for it, seeking that divine love and wisdom. Some have even traveled halfway around the world looking for that peacefulness of the mind, God's love, compassion, and understanding. Maybe at times you found yourself looking up and searching the skies and asking God, saying to God, please help me. Dear ones, it is that small voice that you hear within inside of you that holds the wisdom, the love, the compassion of God. In the Bible, it states, search for the kingdom of God within, and all else will be revealed. Some may ask, if the kingdom of heaven is within, how would one go about getting the answers in? Well, over the years, I found there's only one true way to do that, and that is through meditation. Meditation, you will find the answers to the universe of oneself. You will have all the answers within you for whatever may be going on in your life. The answers are within your temple, dear ones. And the tool which you use for it is meditation. For without meditation, you will only go so far. Meditation is the key to all the unknown mysteries of the universe and the mystery of oneself. If you do not have your health, then what do you have? You really do need to build a strong foundation, not only for your physical health, but also for your spiritual health. Have you ever stopped to think how important meditation is? There are many different kinds of meditation. What types of meditation works best for you? How do those energies interact with your energies? In this way, meditation is just as important as eating the right foods and taking the right vitamins so that you may keep your temple healthy on all levels, body, mind, and soul. Meditation is the key. And sometimes people go, well, I tried it. I can't quiet the mind. There's all sorts of different meditations. There's a walking meditation, open eye meditation, breathing meditation, candle meditation. And if none of that works, then find a meditation that you like and then record it on your phone and then listen to your own voice as you go into the meditation, because then you're hitting your own vibration, your own energy. Because that's what it is with sometimes with meditation, some of it really good. Well, it's hitting that frequency of yours because everything's energy and vibration. So it's a matter of matching that vibration, that energy to that thought pattern. Best way to do that is use your own voice and find a meditation you like. Doesn't have to be long, 5-10 minutes, and you'll be surprised at the answers that you get. Meditation, go within for whatever problems you may be having and run the scenario of what's going on. And as you do that, you'll find the answer that you're searching for whatever it is within your life. Because I promise you, the answers are within. All the answers of the universe, of oneself. It's all within the heart, within the God self that we go in and we look at and we find. We in spirit would like to share a healing meditation that supports your body, mind, and soul, your temple that you reside in for this brief time here on earth. As spiritualists, we follow the pattern of Jesus' life for he demonstrated the power of God in man through healing. So today we are able to demonstrate this truth, which is the spiritual heritage of all men, women, and children, which reveals the real nature of man. That you are a spirit being here and now. As we are tuning ourselves to the higher vibrations of the at-one-ment with our Father, we are healed and we can heal others. So right now, please make sure your cell phones are turned off. I'm going to do about a 5-10 minute meditation here. At this time, as your angels and doctors, spirit doctors, take their place behind you, make sure that you're comfortable in your chair, your feet are firmly planted on the ground, your palms are facing up so the healing energies may flow freely through you. Now close your eyes, starting at the top of the head and moving slowly into the brain. Visualize the divine healing power that comes not from you, but through you. Entering the top of the head and moving slowly into the brain, cleansing and purifying your mentality, removing all confusion, depression, fear, thoughts that have been built into the thinking over the years. The white light is revitalizing all the tissues of the cells in the brain. As the healing white light strengthens and renews the brain, bringing clarity and precision, accuracy to the brain, along with great understanding, removing all confusion, depression, removing all doubt and all fearful things that have been built into that structure of the brain. As the healing white light moves into your eyes, those wonderful eyes that are the great Spirit of God has given us to see the beauty in all things. Father, open my eyes that I may see visions of truth thou hast for me, so they may be bright, so that I may see the miracle of God. Where there was darkness, now there is perfect vision, the wholeness and complete sight of the world and the spirit world. The white light is now entering into your nose and sinuses cavities, making them free and clear so that you may breathe in the life of the universe of this world. That life now flows freely through you. The white light now flows into your ears, that I may hear the sound of life, the sympathy of the spheres, the sound of dawn, the white light entering the mouth for which the words come to tell a story of life. The words of the mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto thee, O God, feeling the healing power, releasing all tension in the back, neck, the light, white light into the muscles of the arms, fingers, releasing stiffness in the joints, complete flexibility. As we ask whatever we may put into our hands, that it may be to the glory of God, now freeing the lungs of all congestion, allowing them to breathe the breath of life, to the heart, your beautiful heart, perfect functioning of the heart that maintains life in this temple of God and the physical body, strong, perfect rhythm with the universe, cleansing the blood and giving oxygen to all parts of the body, our organs, digestion, reproduction, all functioning with one another, releasing all thoughts of hurt or resentment to our brothers and sisters, moving into the legs, making them strong to hold the body, the knees that bend are flexible and strong, the feet, blessed is the person that stands strong and tall and sings praises to the Almighty God. Now your body is completely rejuvenated, made whole. Every organ, atom, every bit of your skin, trillions of cells within your body are all moving and dancing to the rhythm of God. Thank you, God. You're healed. Thank God you're well. Now you know your strength comes from up high and not from yourself. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk, not be faint. Your legs shall take the legs of the deer and never be tired. You shall take up the wings of the eagle and soar above all things. For it is the healing love of God that flows through you with each breath. Let us now visualize that healing power going around the world with its blessings, healing others as you have been healed and blessed today. For these wonderful healing vibrations, we give thanks to our Father, Mother, and God, along with the healing white light of our Master Teachers. We give thanks to our healers. We give thanks to our angels that are with us. We give thanks to our family, our friends who watch over us. May the white light come to Christ. Continue to come to each one of you, the healing energies that go to the area of need, and they are used, the healing energies, for the best and highest good. Before we open our eyes, we ask, as you go through this week, that you see the Christ light within others as they see the Christ light within you. Amen. And slowly open your eyes. Rub your fingers, your toes. Meditations do not have to be long. And you go into that and you will find the answers of oneself. You'll find out who you are. And to see it with the light and to honor who you are as you walk this path. Because have no doubt, you have family, angels, you have God's love that is walking right beside you on this path that you're walking, this spiritual path. Each one, you have a different one. You enjoy it, you walk it, and give thanks to God. Thank you.